WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In Florida, it was the whine of chainsaws as downed trees were cleared off streets. Downed power lines were moved, and dazed residents who lost their homes to Hurricane Milton tried to figure out their futures. This woman is in Tampa.
That's what we're thinking about. See what we're going to do, because we can't stay here.
Can't stay here?
No, I don't lost everything.
The scope of the destruction comes into better focus when seen from above. CBS News correspondent Nicole Valdez got access to the barrier island of Boca Grande from a helicopter with the Lee County Sheriff.
From the sky, the damage was clear.
You can see that water forced right through here. Look at this. Oh my God. Wow.
The only bridge to Boca Grande was closed, blocking access to the barrier island after it was hit with a 5-foot storm surge. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino.
I've heard reports today coming back that Boca Grande got hit very hard with Hurricane Milton.
Homes surrounded by brown water, cars swept away, businesses caked in sand.
Former president and Florida resident Donald Trump posted a message on social media.
Together we will rebuild, we will recover, and we will come back stronger, bigger, better than ever before.
A deadly incident at a tourist attraction west of Colorado Springs is under investigation.
Colorado's governor says he's relieved the 12 people who were trapped in the Molly Kathleen mine in Cripple Creek have been rescued. However, one person died and four were injured when Teller County Sheriff Jason Meixel says the trolley car that goes down the elevator at the tourist attraction malfunctioned. Sheriff Meixel says those stuck were 1,000 feet below ground for hours.
When you're in the earth that deep, your temperatures don't really change. So the biggest thing is they had water.
No word on what caused the malfunction. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Israel launched airstrikes on two fronts Thursday against Hezbollah in Lebanon and, as CBS's Deborah Patta tells us, against Hamas in Gaza.
In Gaza, over 60 people were killed in Israeli strikes today, once again filling hospitals with the bloodied and wounded. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened this kind of devastation and suffering in Lebanon if it doesn't stand up to Hezbollah militants.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 22 people were killed in the Israeli airstrikes there. A company called Bruce Pack is recalling nearly 10 million pounds of meat and poultry made at an Oklahoma plant because the ready-to-eat products may be contaminated with potentially deadly Listeria bacteria. The foods were made at the company's plant in Durant, Oklahoma, between June 19 and August 8. The products include chicken strips, breasts and patties, and beef patties and fajita strips. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Wisconsin school districts are the subject of a federal rights complaint. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Four Wisconsin school districts are accused of violating Title IX by allegedly fostering hostile environments for transgender and non-binary students. The complaints are targeting districts that have allegedly eliminated or excluded gender identity from their anti-discrimination policies. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Doctors in Wisconsin say now is the time to get your annual COVID and flu shots. Dr. Jim Conway of UW Health says previous shots or illnesses won't keep you immune this season. That's because viruses mutate into different variants. Conway says this year's shots are your best defense against this year's strains. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
More injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve with an ankle that did not respond to treatments. The team signed another tight end, John Fitzpatrick, off the Falcons practice squad. The good news is wide receiver Christian Watson says he's close after suffering that sprained ankle 2 weeks ago against the Vikings.
You know, maybe the, you know, all of the training that I put in to get my body right for the season is the reason I came out of it with not as significant as of injuries.
Green Bay hosts the Cardinals Sunday at noon. The Badgers football team heads to Princeton, New Jersey. They'll play Rutgers tomorrow at 11. Baseball, the Brewers say they know just how valuable Willy Adames is at shortstop, GM Matt Arnold.
We had opportunities to trade him, and we didn't because of how much he means to this team and this franchise. And it's not just, you know, what he does on the field, it's who he is. And absolutely, you know, acknowledge the reality that he's earned the right to explore the market. He deserves that, certainly, but we love him to death here, and he knows that.
That's Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning partly cloudy for the overnight. A light south to southwest wind. Temperatures by daybreak will be in the mid-50s. On your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures warming to the lower to middle 70s. Much cooler for Saturday. Currently 52 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
We will have our regular Friday team of former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, media critic Mark Jacob, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and sports with Dan Schumacher.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. It is Thank You Thursday. We opened the show talking about freedom. How do we define it? What are the freedoms that we cherish? And I don't just mean false freedoms. I don't just mean freedom of unregulated capital markets. I don't mean freedom to threaten somebody with a gun. I mean freedom to live our lives, freedom to pray or not to pray, freedom to marry or not to marry and whom to marry, freedom of how do we control the sanctity of our own bodies, our own healthcare decisions, freedom to self-determinate. What freedoms do you hold dear? Let's go to Marcia from Santa Rosa. Marcia, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to say good day. I want to appreciate the more relaxed approach to interacting with callers. And even though it means we have to wait a hell of a long time to get on, I just want to thank you for that. I am a 79-year-old practitioner of mindfulness and teacher of it for almost four decades, a mental health professional, if you will, and person grappling every day of my life with all of the things we could easily rant about, and feeling less and less free often to be able to create a life that feels more relaxed and safe and joyful, even though I mindfully, every day, find reasons, which is what you were doing when you started the show off, when I was hearing it today, in turning around or finding a frame for what we're experiencing out there by seeing contrast as a prod to focus and direction of what we do want in life, and appreciate all the things that are blessings all around us all the time. So what I wanted to share with you and the audience, I have an experience which has become a belief that whatever is going on inside of us, whether it's thoughts, emotions, feelings, sensations in the body, it's always mirrored out there in what we call reality, and vice versa. So there is a point of freedom that everybody has that is mostly unrecognized when we have a conscious moment to assess, to pause. I call this popping. Pause and notice, here I am, I'm present, I'm alive. Observe, it could be a moment. Do I like my experience right now that I'm having or not? If I do, proceed. Just continue however I'm doing and being. But when it's not, then pivot into a direction that would be more nurturing, make me feel safer, make me happier, feel more contributing, whatever is required. It might be a cup of tea or a walk, or it might be a rant of some kind so that I get clear about what I do want. So there's this place of freedom that everybody has, that's exercised every day, all day long, that we're mostly not conscious about, which is what am I choosing right now? And then what do I see in the world around me that's mirroring what I'm choosing? I hope that made sense.
Well, I hope it did too. And I appreciate you sharing your wisdom with everybody who was listening. I appreciate you listening. I'm going to go to the next call. But Marcia, thank you so much. Except that I will say this. One thing I heard you say was we have freedom in our own minds. And Marcia, thank you so much. And how do we make sure that that is free from manipulation? Not free from input, we'll take that in, but free from manipulation, free, a little bit more relatively free from scams and grifting, but also just free from manipulation. Freedom of the own mind is a big one. Let's go to James from Spokane, Washington. I know the real pronunciation. Go ahead, James.
Hey there. The thing to me about freedom is my whole life and went on, started well before I was born, this insane war on drugs. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about something which is contrary to human rights, civil liberties, and the Constitution, I should have the right to self-medicate. If I'm of age and not breaking the law otherwise, mm-hmm. I should be able to use something other than alcohol. Mm-hmm. We are an alcoholic nation, which mm-hmm. probably helps explain the problems we're having to some degree. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
Yeah, no question. I mean, the reason Prohibition happened was as an overcorrection to the scourge of alcoholism at that time in history, and we've gotten not gotten entirely out of that. But no, I hear you, James. Any last point before I respond?
Yeah, nothing. Let me just mention this briefly. I'm a member of a Gold Star family,
yeah.
And what they do with the flag, you know, there is an actual formal code of conduct for our U.S. flag, our national banner.
Yeah.
These guys make clothes out of it and sit on it.
Yep.
Handkerchiefs. You know, this is not right.
Things my uncles would get mad at me if I were doing to a flag. These guys are grifting and making money off of it. It's pretty disgusting, and I appreciate that mention. But I want to get to your point, because I actually think the drug point gets to the tension really well. Do I have freedom to ingest blank substance? What if I ingest blank substance and I get addicted to it? Is that freedom any longer? And therefore, what is the best role of a community? What's the best role of a government? What's the best role of a multilateral contract, which is essentially what a government is, to preserve my freedom? Is it the freedom to do the thing, or is it the freedom from addiction? I think it's one of the best places to see the freedom tension. Where I land, for what it's worth, is get to take some. We should be careful. The ones that are really, really addictive, we should regulate. And some that are, like what about our state, Oregon, had an experiment where voters approved a pretty sweeping freedom to self-medicate law. And it ended up being a scourge to a lot of people. It ended up boosting a fentanyl epidemic. And a lot of people voted for that thing, pulled back their views a little bit, because it's in that tension. So we've legalized psilocybin mushrooms, legalized marijuana, not just medical, but recreational, right? But what about fentanyl? And I land on, yeah, that should still, because the only way to get somebody, only might be a mild exaggeration, but it's not a strong exaggeration, is that to get somebody off of fentanyl, the threat of imprisonment is one of the only ways to get them to say, okay, I guess I'll go to rehab. You say, would you just please go to rehab because your life would be better? And say, yeah, it probably would be better, but I really like that fentanyl, but I could probably keep taking it. So anyway, I like the drug case. I like not like in terms of enjoy, but like in terms of it helps put in high relief what we mean by freedom. And I think we have to have some freedom to self-medicate. And we still have some community discussion about what are the limits to that. All right. Love that one. Let's go to Brian from Albuquerque. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Jefferson.
Hey.
You know, there's another tension in this freedom argument. And that's who pays the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And Governor Walz, when he got on the ticket, he started out with this applause line, everybody should just mind their own business. That's the golden rule in Minnesota or something to that effect. Everybody mm-hmm. should mind their own business. Everybody's free to do what they want. Mm-hmm. Fine. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. But part two is everybody should pay their own bills. And that's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. A growing percentage of Americans cannot afford an American lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They can't afford their housing. They can't afford their child care, their food.
True story.
Right. And there's a reason for that.
What's your reason?
When we had neoliberals like Bill Clinton embrace neoliberalism.
The break is automatic. It's not to cut you off. Finish your thought, and then we'll carry over.
Bill Clinton and other Democrats screwed the American working class. Short story. Yep. With neoliberalism. And it's obvious, but commentators on the left don't like to point that out. Have a nice day.
Oh, no, I think you'll hear that on this program. But I'll reply right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, New York Times opened my day talking about NAFTA and what it did to American manufacturing, and I'll talk about that.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Back. Let's go to James from Hollywood. You're on the air, James.
Jefferson Ward Smith, a most compassionate man. Anyhow, I want you and all your listeners and my friends to contact Chuck Schumer and demand he call an emergency session for the Senate and address three pressing emergencies. One, funding FEMA. Two, end the fentanyl scourge. Just simple bills. Anyone in possession of more than three matches of fentanyl shall be charged with attempted murder and or attempted suicide federally. And also bring up the border security bill to the floor and get all Democrats on board. There's valid reasons Bernie and a bunch aren't, but Bernie can use it for campaigning to win a supermajority in the Senate so we can fix the bill. But just, you know, the Republicans have called it a political show vote, and that's exactly what it is. Their politicians show the American people who's voting, who's doing something, and who's just talking about it.
James, thank you so much for the call. I'm going to do speed round so we get to folks before the big break at the end of the half hour. Clay from Vicksburg, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. So about the free personal freedoms, the drug thing, you'd think it was a personal freedom, but that has an effect on society in general. Sure. Because you have people that, you know, their mental state can be affected. They can have to go to the hospital and have to, you know, incur bills and things that maybe the public has to pay, or, you know, that sort of thing. But things like seatbelt laws and helmet laws, while they're good things, they should not be penalties for a person not abiding by that, because that only affects that person.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought up seatbelts and helmets. There is that I think a car seatbelts are easier for me than helmets, and I'll explain. Because if you lose control of a car, if you get an accident and you're thrown somewhere else into the car, and that can create a bigger impact and get other people involved in the accident, a car is a pretty important thing to have real control of. The helmet law, I will acknowledge, it's a hard one for me. It's a hard one for me because I don't like wearing a helmet when I ride a bicycle, and I don't ride a motorcycle. My dad does, and he faithfully wears a helmet, and I'm really glad he does. But I think it's a tricky one. The argument in favor of the helmet law is twofold. And I have a friend of mine who's in the state senate. This was like what he ran for office to do, was to pass helmet laws. And he said, do you realize how many lives are lost because people don't wear their helmets? And the case he would make is it does impact other people because we have some elements of public health care in our country. That's one. And then two, it's if you give one advantage of a helmet law, is if you do it, it can become the culture. It gets a little bit more habitual. If you don't have it, then people can think, well, I better stay cool and not wear a helmet. And I don't have a cultural excuse to put one on. Whereas if you have a helmet law, you can have your biker puts on the helmet. What are you wearing a helmet for? What are you, some kind of nerd? And he's like, nah, man, I don't want to get a ticket. And that's like, okay, you wear your helmet. I think that sometimes rules can help us do the right thing. It can even help us want to do the right thing. But last word for you, Clay.
I Your point about the if there are multiple people in a vehicle with the seatbelts, that's certainly can be an issue. So I can see that. But still, I mean, and I understand what you're saying about the helmets. And I wear a helmet. Yeah. I mean, I just ride dirt bikes, but you know, I feel naked if I'm riding without a helmet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still feel like that's. I don't know. I don't.
I think it's a hard one for me too. I land where I land, but I hear what you're saying. I think it's a hard one, Clay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, man. Cheers. Let's go to Michael from Jackson.
Hello.
Hello.
What I wanted to express. Hello.
Yep.
Yep. What I wanted to express was I started out a quarter after the hour when the show came on, talking about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an illusion of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Our infringement upon our own freedom doesn't come without. The enemy without is easy to see. The enemy we face is behind us. It's within. I'll bring up an example. Roe v. Wade. The law of our land is supposed to be the Constitution, and we've been kept ignorant of what the Constitution is.
Mm-hmm.
It is not rights. It's limits on the government,
mm-hmm.
which infringe upon our rights.
Mm-hmm.
The Roe v. Wade, I know, and I'm not a big supporter of any politicians,
mm-hmm.
because I think politics is part of the problem. Under Robert Reich, he was a labor secretary under several administrations, and he did a documentary, I believe it was called Injustice for All.
Mm-hmm.
And what he exposed is the wealthiest families in this country, the wealthiest 400, have more wealth than the next 100 million.
Yep.
That's a terrible, terrible imbalance. And it is a gross infringement on our freedom.
Yep.
Right now, 60% of this population lives paycheck to paycheck. And that's not caused by one administration or one political party. It's caused by both.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are both old enough to know at least 40 years back. I was raised in the 50s. Dad worked. Mom didn't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now the household has been destroyed because you can't make enough money to pay your bills. And yep. that's part of freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No. Like being able to live one's life and be able to afford a basic life, got to be viewed as essential freedom. How do you have freedom if you're destitute? Absolutely agree, Michael. Appreciate the call.
But our illusion, can I finish?
They're going to break. Stay on the line.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Michael, that's the end of the automatic end of the break. We got to go to break. It's 202-808-9925. You don't need to hang up. We might be able to get back to you.
An old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
CBS News Brief. Tampa, Florida was spared the direct landfall hit from Hurricane Milton, as was feared, but CBS's Vladimir Duthier tells us it was still hit hard.
Hurricane Milton's historic rainfall, more than 15 inches, submerged parts of Tampa within hours. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office conducted dozens of rescues.
Marty Bomenday is with FEMA.
We had 1,000 people in Florida even before this storm hit because we've been dealing with Hurricane Debbie and Hurricane Helene. So we're fully embedded in Florida.
With floors getting roads getting cleared, relief workers and returning evacuees are crowding I-75, the main highway in the devastated central part of the state. Former President Donald Trump was in Michigan Thursday to appear before the Detroit Economic Club. He linked the Motor City to his rival, Vice President Harris.
You want to know the truth? It'll be like Detroit. Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Building Commission approved more than $160 million for new construction projects around Wisconsin this week. That includes $50 million for 50 projects aimed at bolstering infrastructure and services, such as health and wellness, economic and workforce development, arts and culture, and public services. We're four games into the Wisconsin Badgers' first season with alcohol sales at Camp Randall Stadium, as Terry Bell reports fans seem to be handling their booze.
UW-Madison police say alcohol-related arrests at Badger football games are down since the athletic department started selling alcohol at Camp Randall Stadium. UW-Madison police say they've arrested 90 people so far this year. That compares to 130 last year. Beer and seltzer sales of football games have been strong all season. I'm Terry Bell.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Guy Ritchie is attempting to line up some heavy hitters for his new project. The director of films like Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is in talks with Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Tom Hardy to star in his new series for Paramount Plus, tentatively called Guy Ritchie's The Associate. Deadline.com reports that the hour-long drama will tell the story of two generations of gangsters in the UK. There is no release date yet set. Martin Scorsese is getting on in years and makes very long films. The 81-year-old director has been in this racket for 60 years and says he has no intention of slowing down. Deadline reports that Scorsese has put his project about Frank Sinatra on hold while he works on a movie about Jesus. The director says he was inspired to tell the story of Jesus after meeting the Pope at Vatican City last year. He says he is hoping God gives him strength to finish both films. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning partly cloudy for the overnight. A light south to southwest wind. Temperatures by daybreak will be in the mid-50s. On your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures warming to the lower to middle 70s. Much cooler for Saturday. Currently 52 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me in studio, plus Brian Karam, former White House correspondent, and Donald Trump incels Detroit in Detroit. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Easy to swallow capsule every day helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superberrine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of superberrine plus 15% off. Go to superberrine.com and enter promo code Tom. That's super, BERINE.com, code Tom. All right, we're going to speed round, try to clear this board. Here we go. Michael, finish your thought. You got a few seconds to do that.
Okay, there's a phrase, divide and conquer, and I suggest that it's our two-party system because they both have the same agenda, which is destroying the middle and lower class. I suggest this to everybody. There's only one party, and we're not invited to it. The aspect of our politicians of quid pro quo is part of the destruction because it's something for something.
What's your solution, Michael?
Shouldn't be taking money. Pardon?
What's your solution?
We've got to stop the funding of politicians to get elected because they're being bought and paid for by the donors.
Pause there. When you say stop the funding, I think we're going to find agreement. When you say stop the funding, what do you mean? What would you do to stop the funding?
You have debates, public debates.
Absolutely agree with that.
You pick your candidate.
Absolutely agree with that. But when you say
because they're bought and paid for.
Absolutely. I think that is the scourge. When we fully capitalize our democracy, it does not capitalize on the benefits of democracy. I totally agree. I've worked in campaign finance for the last 20 years, passed it in my town, and I strongly agree. Do you have a particular move you would push for states, counties, cities, the United States government to take on?
Well, Jeff, my views are extreme. We need to clean house. Yeah. Because the administrations that are in right now are only going to support the status quo, and they will not admit that they're on the take, and they have no representation for the American people. This is not a democracy. This is a republic, and that's another fraud that they keep talking about.
You've had a chance democracy. I hear you, Mike. You've had a chance. I don't think, thank you for the call, I don't think it's extreme to say that money influences our politics too much. I think a couple of the things you said are extreme, like there is no representation for people. What I do think is that I do agree with the Princeton paper's finding that essentially it's been interpreted to say we have too much of a plutocracy now, too little of a democracy. I think you and I would agree pretty powerfully on that. And their methodology was they looked at how well majority view in the United States predicted actions by Congress, and it predicted it incidentally. That is to say, it didn't predict it very well at all. Preferences, policy choices of economic elites predicted policy choices by Congress very, very well. So that is a pretty strong argument in favor of your take that we don't really live in nearly sufficiently democracy. And I strongly agree, and we got to do stuff with money in politics. And I wasn't pushing against it. I was pushing for specifics. What do we do? Here are a few things. So Citizens United, big deal. The good news, I want to make sure we don't drift into no difference, because there is a powerful difference. No question. Money dominates our politics too much. Whomever of the big two party candidates wins dominates it too much. The good news is right now we have one party in this country that's pushing hard. We have a significant supermajority of its elected officials pushing against Citizens United, pushing for making sure we can disclose secret money. Because part of the problem of my next proposals, which include limiting contributions, the current Supreme Court says you have a lot of limits to do that and says you can do all you want with secret money and private money and backdoor money. And if you do that, then all you do is take the power out of the transaction between the donor and the person, which at least can be in the sunlight. At least then, if there's a bribery, you're more likely to see it, rather than all backdoor secret deals that nobody knows about, don't have to be disclosed and cannot be regulated. So Citizens United, big deal. The other piece, that is why I have said on this show maybe 10 times that if you're looking for something to dig into, if you're looking for a cause, if you haven't yet picked your favorite thing that you're spending your 10 hours a week or 10 hours a month upon, that I think passing publicly financed elections within cities, within counties, within states, you can do it for judges, you can do it for city council members, eventually we can do it for states. New York City's doing it, it helps. Portland's doing it, it helps. Doesn't solve all problems, still have a secret money problem. But it means that politicians, that candidates can get contributions, like a 6-to-1 match, can get contributions from voters and not just conglomerated big money. Which means we can address that Princeton problem, I'm calling it the Princeton problem, where the predictions, where the preferences, where the choices of economic elites are good predictions of congressional decisions, and the rest of us, or the median economic participant in the United States, is not a very good predictor, not a very good indicator of what public decision makers will do. I could say more, but I should say less, so we can get to James from Hollywood. James, you're still here. Did you have something to finish up on?
Yes, I think if the check does not call this emergency session, we have a chance to lose the Senate and the House.
There is absolutely a risk. I'm going to keep going to speed round, and you had a chance, and thank you so much for both of your calls. There is a meaningful chance that we'll lose the Senate, and there's a chance we'll lose the White House. I agree. Marianne from Willits, California, you're on.
Yes. I caught you saying if people vote for Trump, what are they voting for? They're voting for 2025. They're voting for less democracy. They're voting for their neighbor who may not be legal to be deported with a family. They're voting for abortion. They're voting for a dictator. They're voting for losing their rights. I don't understand how people could vote for him. But the Republicans actually have their heads in the sand. They think that he's just a wonderful person. He's not. He is mentally impaired. And that needs to come up much more in the media.
Thank you.
How mentally impaired he is. But if you're voting for Trump, women who vote for Trump are voting for losing their right for an abortion, losing their right for female health care. So it's just unbelievable to me that people could not see what's going on in the Republican Party and what's going on with 2025.
Yeah.
And I thank you for taking my call.
Marianne, thank you so much for calling. Let's go straight to Chris in Rochester. Are you on the air?
How you doing, Jefferson?
Good.
Yeah, I've been listening to this all day, and I do pay attention to what's going on. But, you know, when people start looking at and start talking about more and more of the greater good, you know, that's become a troubling spot in our country, because that takes away just an unimaginable amount of freedom, you know, the greater good. I mean, you can corral people's thoughts and start manipulating things to go one way, and if they see it as the greater good, you know, where does that leave our country?
Where's a place that you think is actually a greater good that limits your freedom? I just want an example.
Well, there's a lot of greater good, and, well, we could step off that bridge, but I mean...
No, but I want to specifically...
And there's one. Say it again. Climate change.
Climate change.
So climate change, you're saying addressing climate change. Do you think climate change is real?
And not to the degree where that it's being stated and worked against us.
Got it.
Yes.
So I want to pick something.
It's not that I do and I don't.
I want to pick something that you view as a greater good. So you don't think addressing climate change is greater good because you don't think climate change is very real. What's something that you believe is to the greater good?
Well, no, my point is that when you start looking at the greater good of humanity, you strip away freedom.
I heard your point. Yeah. And I want to interrogate that point. What is an example of a greater good, something that you view as a greater good, so we can explore that tension? What is something you think is a greater good?
I don't. I don't believe in greater good. I don't think there is a greater good on my behalf.
Do you believe in public schools? Got it.
The greater good is that. That's narrowing the field down to having a small percentage of people.
Do you believe in having law enforcement, police officers, and fire?
Yes.
Okay. And so if we support having police department, support having a fire department, that impacts your greater good because you'll have to help pay for it, right? Taxes. Is that a worthwhile trade-off, or is that an example of greater good that we should not advance?
That's not the point. Associated with freedom. That's not associated with freedom.
So
the things that are associated with freedom,
taxes are not associated with freedom in your mind.
Taxes are definitely debilitating.
Okay, what pays for police and fire?
Yeah, but at what degree? I mean, you know, you could run away with it as a simple statement, but that's not what I'm pointing. The point is, freedoms are being stripped away. The closer we get to having everyone say they're greater good,
and what I'm wanting you to hear. Is that each person will define greater good differently, and we're going to live in that tension either way. So I agree, we got to avoid extremes. We also got to avoid both sides.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Dog, live in that tension, but make sure you interrogate it in your own mind.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane-wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really, you have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping. You still hurt. You're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out some of that medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. The Hartmans have, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern, haven't found relief, you can make the change to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is a source to trust. Also, we can give you a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com. Use code THOM for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code Tom. cbdistillery.com. It's a fiery show. It's going to be a fiery show. Holy mackerel. We've got like 20 seconds per person. If we go real, real fast, people can get in a sentence or two before we close the show because it's about to end. Wow, it went fast. Jules from St. Louis, you got quick. It's got to be all of our jobs. You are the completely irrational, good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. With you, democracy is possible. Tom Hartman will be back with you tomorrow on The Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff. Love you very much.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one up.
93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Fabulous Female Friday. We've got historian Heather Cox Richardson and Fatima Goss Graves, one of the co-founders of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.